Welcome to the Beer House Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
Fernando.
I'm Armin.
And we've got part two today of a brewery that we featured from Taunton, Massachusetts. They're Berkeley Brewery. Yes, they were kind enough to hook us up with some beers.
Very nice.
And the first time we did, I think it was an IPA, a couple ales, and I think a Scotch ale as well.
Yeah. That Scotch ale was really good.
Yeah, it was amazing. This time around, it's a little bit of a mix. It's we got some pale ales and some IPAs, basically.
So it's four beers again.
Four beers we're doing, yeah.
Shit, son. Ooh. Okay, let's get this going.
So
do it.
Yeah. Woo. Seriously. So we are going to start with a pale ale. So this one is just says pale ale on it. The label is the number 5, and it's got a bike crank. I guess the 5 is like taking place of the pedal.
Exactly.
Is that a 7?
Where? Oh, yeah, 5-7. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, it's a 7. So I guess 5-7 pale ales is the name, or 570. Maybe that's a 0. Yeah. I don't know.
That's true.
The percentage, I believe, is around 5%. It's not listed on the label, but I remember looking or reading about it, and I think it was 5% from what I remember.
Cool label.
Yeah, it's just a white background. It's got the 5 in kind of like a black. It's got the 7 in like a gray. It's got the crank, which is like a 0, I guess, in red.
Well, you mean the 5 is piping, and the 7 is made out of wood. And right, then there's a gear in the background for the 0, right? That's what you're trying to say.
Yes.
I know you were trying to say that.
Yes, I'm a little slow today.
Okay, just making sure.
Okay, good. So, hey, man, you can always say it too. So, we got Berkeley Berkeley in red, beer company underneath in black. Like I said, the background of the label is white. Yeah, pretty clean, simple-looking logo, but a pretty cool at the same time. I'm going to give this an 8.
Yeah, 7.5 for me, guys.
I'm just really curious of what the 570 means. It has to mean something.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
But
for sure.
You know what? I like it. It's cool. 7.5.
It looks really nice. I'll give it an 8.
An 8. Okay. Let's crack it open and see what
what
it tastes like.
Yeah, literally. What color? Blonde?
It's a pale ale. I don't know. It could be hazy or clear. What do you guys think?
It could be purple.
Filtered or hazy?
Nah. It's going to be clear.
Filtered.
Filtered? I'm going hazy.
I'm going filtered.
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 Dan's already seen inside the can.
No, it's hazy, but I just guessed.
Dan cheated. Cheater.
No, I swear, cheater. I just guessed.
Cheater.
No, I would never cheat.
I'm right beside
only,
you. I can see
only
what's
way
happening.
I want to win.
I see what's happening. I see what's happening. You know, you're right beside me. Can't get away with nothing. We're all watching.
It's true.
Okay, so this beer comes from Massachusetts, and you know what? Your buddy's name again?
Yes, sorry. Again, we're going to thank Austin Mello and Glenn Barboza.
Yes, for hooking us up.
The brewmaster and the owner there. They are just fantastic guys. And I'm
like, thank you.
Beside myself that they hooked us up. That's just
all
fantastic.
Right. Comes that little beer train.
Yes, the beer train goes.
Wowzers. Smells great.
Ooh, nice.
Actually,
and bright.
I really like the smell of summer beer. For a lager, I'm really impressed on the smell.
It's a pale ale, dude.
It smells amazing.
I mean, for a pale ale, I'm really impressed.
Yeah, it's basically pouring out like a yellow hazy color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's got like a bright kind of citrusy taste to smell to it. Let's see if it tastes the same.
I think this thing is going to be a bam in my mouth right now.
Probably.
Honestly, it has...
wowzers. That's a...
Tastes how it smells.
Yes.
Like really
literally.
Good. Like,
it has a very light IPA flavor. I mean,
yeah.
If you're starting on IPAs, let's say you don't like IPAs. Let's say you think they're too bitter.
Yes.
Have this. This is a gateway.
Yeah, IPA, this is definitely a gateway. It's got the citrus, and it finishes a little bit bitter. Like, I got a little bit of bitterness on my tongue.
It sticks with you, which is very nice.
So, really, really good. Enjoying this.
This is what a Saison would taste like, actually.
No.
Yeah, because they're a little bit bitter. Just a little bit, you know.
I would say they're a little bit different, but hey, that's just me.
It's a very good beer for
like
summer.
Here we go.
I just got to make fun of them. That's all.
Sounds like a you problem.
Exactly. There we go. No, this is really good. Like this for a pale ale, this is highly drinkable.
Yep.
But it does. You're right. It's very. You know, I mean, pale ales are very close to an IPA, anyways, and this is one of those. But we've had pale ales before where they're not. They're more bland. They're not as flavorful. This has got a good amount of flavor to it.
This has a really nice flavor for sure.
I'm gonna give this an 8.
Yeah, this is a 8.2.
Overall, sure. I like the experience. I like it. And the fact that I can give it to friends that don't drink IPAs, I like it even more.
Gotcha.
So, 8.5.
8.5. Nice.
Nice.
Harmon.
I give this an 8.
An 8 as well? Yes. Yeah, not too bad, eh?
Yeah.
pretty good.
I could drink this for summer beer.
Yeah. You actually finished it pretty quick.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh, my God. I still got half a glass left. Yeah, I'm saving really some. Good, yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to move on to our snack here. Maybe I should just inhale the rest of this beer quickly.
You don't have to. You can eat your snack with your beer while you're doing it, you know. Nobody's rushing here. Except you.
I don't want the snack to ruin the flavor of the beer. Okay.
Of course.
So this one we got is from the U.S. Both snacks are from the U.S. as well.
This is great.
Figured U.S. beer, U.S. snacks. Only fair.
Cool.
So we got Pillsbury Cinnamon Toast Crunch Soft Baked Cookies. Yeah. So now I know, Harmon, you're kind of on a self-imposed diet for, you know, specific reasons. So you can't eat sugar.
Thank you so much.
So we're not going to...
I'm out of this one.
So. You're going to vicariously eat through us.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
If you guys want, you guys could take another cookie.
Oh.
Just to make up for yours?
Just for mine, yeah.
Okay.
But we'd have to take that one and split it into three.
No. But you just take one.
He just wants one each.
Yeah. Oh, that's too much then for us.
Yeah, that's okay.
But it's okay.
Harmon,
right, each one of you should be fine. It's not like one person's eating three of them.
That's true. You could still take a sniff, is all I'm saying.
No.
No?
No, because he'll be tempted to eat it at that
point.
That's
right.
He'll open his mouth and go...
Might sneak in and that's it.
Okay, what do we
got? So this packaging is pretty cool. It's got the pale blue background. It's got the Pillsbury Doughboy guy on the left. So it's a Pillsbury with the logo right beside it. It looks like he's holding it. It looks like a dish.
Yep.
You got a pile of the cookies on the right side, on the bottom right.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, in the center it's a Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which is their logo or their font and color. And it's a soft baked cookies on the top there. And that's pretty much it. It's very colorful. You know what you're getting. I give it an 8.
7.
7, okay.
Yeah, you know what? It's an okay label.
It's okay.
I mean, yeah, I think it's cool. I'm literally buying it just because it's a Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
If I read that far.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 7.5.
That's the only reason.
So Bolton, you're 7 too?
7.5.
No, I'm an 8.5.
You're an 8.5, right? Yeah, it's pretty good.
If they had a cookie with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, don't you think that would have been the bigger word on it? Other than soft?
Yeah.
No, because you don't know if they're crunchy, right?
Yeah, maybe people don't want crunchy.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Soft.
You have to make sure, right? They know that.
Or soft Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
So wait a
crunch.
Minute.
Okay, maybe with a crunch.
They do smell like Cinnamon crunch. Toast Crunch, but this is going to be bad. All right.
Good luck, guys.
Interesting.
Herman, I just want to describe this to you. It smells amazing.
That's great.
Like, they taste how they smell.
That's awesome, guys.
Very sweet.
But yeah, very sweet for sure.
And it's actually really soft. When I squish it with my fingers, dude, like, look at it.
Look at that. Wow.
Like, look at it. Reminder, nice. You want to take a closer look?
Just show it to the audience.
Hey, Fernando, just eat the cookie. All
right.
It's good. It's not that good.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I don't get that much. I'm not getting a lot of cinnamon out of it.
No,
it's more just sugar.
Sugar. Correct. It's a lot of sugar, not enough cinnamon, but it's fine. They kind of got the point across, but this would be maybe a 6.5.
Yeah, 7 for me.
6.5 for a cookie.
Yeah, I'd say 7. The other, remember those Lucky Charms we had?
That was better.
Yeah, much better. Yeah, this one's kind of like,
yeah, this is not as
kick-ass. Not as punchy, yeah. I give it a 7.
Just stick to the cereal, guys. I mean, there's no need to eat
this. There's no need to eat this at all.
No. So Fernando, what are you going to rate it?
So, I don't know what rating that is. Okay, you know what?
What rating
that is?
Like, it's edible. You can eat it. You can enjoy it, but... I just wouldn't buy it.
No.
So for me, it's like a 6.
So this is a one-time use only.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a 6?
It's a 6.
Okay.
It's a 6. Okay. So, not as good ratings as most people would have thought for something that's brand name.
Yeah, not what we thought, right?
Well, not.
Considering.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even the flavor, like, what do you like about the Cinnamon Toast Crunch? It has that nice... crunchy texture.
It's got the crunchy, but you get the cinnamon out of it. This had no cinnamon. It was just basically sugar.
It was there, but not like...
Yeah, it wasn't... Because
In reality, you could put cinnamon in anything. What are you going to call it? Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Well, they did, and they're making money off of it, so...
Harmon, just pretend you ate it. What do you think?
I think I would have enjoyed it. I would have gave it a 9.
Now, I don't know if you would have. It's really sweet. It's just very sugary.
I love sweet. Sorry to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you're abstaining.
Sweet, and thank God I can't touch that.
That's good.
You know what? You're not missing much. You're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Good.
You'll survive.
What do you got next up, Dan?
Okay. Yeah. Let's move to our next beer. We're going to do 2 beers in a row this time, but the second one here
is
another pale ale.
Are we going to take a break in between?
No.
No,
we just got 2 snacks. So 2 snacks, 4 beers.
Better, Dan.
So this one is the Paddleford Pale Ale. I guess it's named after the street. Berkeley is in green. Same deal. It's a white background. It's got the street sign with the green Paddleford name. And growing off the pole, I guess, are the hops.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, pretty neat. It says, you know, pale ale on the bottom. Again, I believe this is around the 5% range. And it says brewed locally since 2012, which the other one did as well, which I failed to mention. I apologize. Yeah, again, very clean. You know what you're getting.
Straightforward. Again, pale ale. Bam, right there. You know what you're getting.
Yeah.
I like it. It's simple. It's nice. I give that an 8.
Same here. An 8.
I wonder if the brewery is located on Paddleford Road.
I don't know.
I don't know, because they make it look like a street sign, right?
Yeah, well.
It must mean something in
Paddleford. Maybe it's the...
In that state. Sure. It must be like a...
Maybe that's their area.
Yeah, famous street or something.
Famous street or something, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? If you're a local...
You probably know exactly what that is.
Yeah. For us, we're just like, okay, it's Paddleford. Yeah.
According to the address here, it's not Paddleford Road.
Oh, okay.
That's all right.
Well, you know what? It looks all right. You know? I'm still going to stick to my 7.5. I like it. It's green. It's out there. It's... It says pale ale. I know what I'm getting. I like that.
Cool.
I don't have to guess.
Harvey?
I should take that home with me because I'm all green right now.
Oh, you're exactly. Green.
Yeah, yeah, you are. So matches.
I'm giving that a 9.
Perfect.
Yeah, you're all armied out. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Camoed out. He was going to come in here like, you know.
Commando.
Undercover.
Well, I actually didn't even notice him when he came in.
Of course
not. He was so camoed out. I was like, whoa. And then I sat down. I'm like, what did you get?
Yeah, right.
How'd you get here?
Such a lie. Big time liar.
Call me a liar.
Yeah.
Okay. We should be good.
Okay.
We're all poured out.
Yeah.
Again, a hazy beer.
Yes, definitely hazy. It's nice. Pouring out against exactly the same. Very yellow and hazy. Let's see what it smells like. It smells a little bit different. Similar. It's still citrusy.
Yeah, it's not as punchy as the last beer.
Not as bright smelling. It still smells good.
Mm.
Smells nice though. Yeah,
really good. Oh.
It's not as strong as.
I think it's more mellow.
This one I'm gonna love it way more.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give it a taste.
Okay.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Smells juicy.
Yeah, it does.
Oh wow.
Okay, this tastes a lot juicier than the other one. Wow. Okay.
Right. I'm in love.
This tastes like a. Like an IPA.
This is good.
Yeah, this is very tasty.
Kick ass.
Yeah.
This is an 8.5.
Did you want more?
I
mean, just already finished it.
Holy shit.
That was bomb.
That was the fastest play right there ever.
Oh my God.
So good.
This is really good. Yeah. This like you get you know,
that's
get the juicy.
The smoothie sour.
It's so juicy.
It's very, very citrus forward, but like nice and juicy tasting.
Straightforward.
You want a little bit of refill?
No,
we can cheers again, maybe?
Thanks.
And this one isn't very bitter either. Yeah. It's a lot smoother.
Yeah. This is definitely juiciest pale ale I ever had.
I know, right? It's got a lot of flavor to it.
Wow. But down nice.
I'm actually surprised at how good it is.
You can actually
finish it.
Well, I'm still.
This guy's pushing people now.
You wouldn't know it's quicker. You might not even know it's a pale ale if nobody told you. You might just be drinking and thinking, okay, you know, it's just a regular IPA.
Yeah.
No, I think it's after like a while you wait, you can actually taste it and know it's pale ale.
Yeah, but off the bat?
No.
Off the bat?
Not right at the beginning, no.
No, you can't.
No.
Okay, well, it seems how Herman inhaled his glass first. He's got to rate it.
I give it a 9.
Yeah, he already did that.
Okay. Oh, you gave it a 9 already. I apologize.
That's fine.
All right.
And you know what, guys? I'm going to agree with Herman on this one. It's actually really good for a pale ale. This is unexpected. Mm-hmm. I've never had a pale ale.
Me neither.
That's this juicy and this flavorful. This is rare. Holy crap.
Yeah, this is really good.
I'm very impressed.
You going with a 9 as well?
Yeah, I need to get my passport to go down south.
I know, right? Maybe you should renew it at some point in time. It'd be nice because we, you know, can make a trip down.
I've been loafing on it for years.
Oh, shit. It's never going to get
Yeah, done. It's been since the pandemic. He's been a disaster. Okay, so he's got 9. Rob, what are you at?
8.5. Man.
8.5, yep. Same with me. Really, really good.
This is a kick-ass beer. This would have been something that you pick up no matter what.
Yeah.
You pick one of these up regardless.
Yeah, this is really good. It's a great, like, I mean, if you're into IPAs and, like, heavier beers, this is a good starter beer as well.
Correct.
You get it just because of the fact that it's, you know, lower alcohol, but it's got that flavor. Really good.
Sick.
Okay.
Okay, guys.
Let's move on to our next beer.
Next.
Yes.
Next up on the list, Chopping Block.
Beer number 3. What have we got?
It's going to be another awesome coming our way right now.
All right.
Okay.
What do you have?
This one. is called Experimental Ale.
Ooh.
Now, as according
legit,
to...
Like, there's nothing on it.
Yeah, it's very plain. It's just got different stripes of... It's got stripes, different shades of like orange and yellow, essentially.
That's perfect.
And the Experimental Ale, that's a white stripe with Experimental in black.
One pint.
To me, it looks like it's going to be a sour drink, no?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe orange so, and lime.
Yeah.
Hmm. Orange and lime.
Sour.
Orange and yellow. So orange and pineapple?
In the back of it says, our quest for that mango? Perfect blend of flavors for our next ale led us to create an ever-changing selection of limited,
Would you like me
limited
to
edition brews crafted with experimental ingredients and methods.
Okay, what do you think it's going to be?
So I kind of looked it up and it is an IPA. I think it's between 5 and 6%.
But you don't know what's inside of it.
I don't know what's inside
so
of it.
What
no,
do
I don't
you
know
think
what
it's going to taste like.
Oh, what's going to taste like? It's going to be, I say, hazy and juicy. That's my guess. Similar
another
to the pale
hazy
ale.
And juicy.
Hazy and juicy.
Yep. I'm going with
you
that.
You like it juicy.
Okay. And your rating on the...
My rating on the label is very, very clean.
Yeah.
It's a little more mysterious because you're not sure exactly what it is.
Okay. Well, I give it a 7.5.
Yeah, I'd probably say about that.
Yeah.
7.5.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I mean, this it's nice, but it's kind of too simple.
Yeah, it's just it's hard to figure out what it is. Like if, but I mean, experimental ale. It's I guess supposed to be mysterious.
7.8.
So, yeah.
7.8.
Yeah, I think the they probably gave the artist a taste of the beer first to make the label.
Maybe that's how he came up
you know,
with
that,
it.
And he didn't know what it was, so he just created a label that was like ambiguous.
Exactly, because you gotta you know make it experimental. So you add a bunch of shades of yellow and orange.
So okay, so what would you rate the red label?
You know what? I like it. I like how it's vertical, and then at the bottom it's ale, and then I like the different shades of yellow and orange.
Well,
it actually it has a nice little pop, especially compared to the other cans.
You have to look at it.
If you put all the other cans together with this one will pop out nicely.
Okay, so what do you think?
So for me, I give it an 8.
Okay, there we go. Fernando's long-winded explanation as usual.
We already got Herminers?
Yeah, Herminers gave us 7.5, that's right.
7.5. Good.
All right, so we got yellow hazy beer as well.
Again.
This one looks a little bit brighter, though, a little bit more
shinier?
Yellowish. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit more spring.
Yeah, very spring
looks like. Looks golden.
It's
limey.
Limey.
Lime and orange. I'm telling you, people.
Orange.
Something.
Whoa.
It looks tasty either way.
It's going to be something good.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking that.
Will it top the pale ale is the question.
It's based off those colors on the can.
Is it?
I've never even had this beer, so how would I know? No. But let's see what it's all about.
I think it is. Dry. I think it might be dry.
All right. Let's try it.
Let's do it. I'll try.
Oh, okay. Definitely a lot brighter smelling. Smells a little bit stronger.
Oh, yeah. I definitely smell that brightness.
I think it smells juicy.
Get maybe a little bit of pine, a little bit of citrus.
Juicy, juicy, juicy. Yeah.
Juicy.
It's going to be juicy again. My mouth is watering right now.
Yeah,
let's
definitely
just cheers
juicy.
This shit, bro.
Yeah, again, like that grape kind of smell.
My mouth is just watering like intensely.
That's a very interesting finish.
Yeah.
You know what? It's the other ones were actually a little bit more bitter than this one. This one is a
it's
very
not very
clean.
Bitter at all, but it kind of it hits you right off the bat and then dies out.
And it has that like nice little sweetness and then it dies.
Yeah.
Sweetness and then it dies.
And
I like that.
And you get like that you get that citrus, maybe a touch of pine in there.
It has that bitterness to it.
Yeah,
there's that kick-ass bitterness right in the middle and then
it goes away.
Yeah.
And it is covered by that like it's almost like a light touch of honey.
Yeah, I can see that.
Honey?
Yeah, well, like a very touch, like
touch
at the end. Just a little bit of sweetness and then it dies.
Citrus more at the end then.
Citrus, yeah.
Citrusy at the very
end. I think he's just talking about the sweetness.
Maybe the sweetness?
Maybe the sweetness? Okay.
It's good.
Citrusy, but not too sweet. It's like sweet.
Excuse me.
Sweet.
It's similar to the last pale ale we had.
Yeah.
Not flavor-wise, but in terms of like, you know, it's not overly bitter.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it gives you the little punch and it dies out. Very tasty. I'm still enjoying this. I don't know if I like this one more than the last one though.
Guys, no, I think this is going to be a 7.5 all the way around.
Okay, for me, I'm giving this an 8.
For
eight?
Me, so far, it's my favorite one. Only because, I mean, yes, it's experimental, And I like what they did with it.
I don't know what that meant, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean,
can you explain yourself?
Yes, I will actually.
Okay, go.
So, you guys ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, wait, hang on. Let's get the timer here because we, you know, I'll give you what, 15 minutes on the timer.
Go ahead, Fernando. Let's hear this.
Yeah. Okay. First, what do you got? The pale ale was good. Yes. You know, it was rich for a pale ale because it was very unexpected. And this one, I get it, experimental. So you're kind of.
Yep.
In those areas where you're like, oh, well, what am I going to get with this, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But then when you drink it, you're like, okay, it has a little bit of crispness. It has a little bit of sweetness at the end.
You're just trying to say they did a good job.
They did a very good job.
Okay.
I mean, it should go from experimental
looks
to...
Looks like you love it very much.
Yeah, like this is the best beer. Yeah,
what's your rating?
So well. Now,
what's your rating?
All I'm saying is this should be part of the regular lineup.
Do you need a hug?
I think he does.
I think it should be part of the regular lineup.
Sorry.
What's what's the rating on it, buddy?
Yeah, what's your rating?
8.5.
Okay. Okay.
Nice.
All right, awesome. Yeah.
Cheers.
Oh, really good.
I'm going to choose Herminder.
I give an 8.
An 8.
What do you... 8. Okay.
Okay.
Shit, sons.
That's right, man. 8. All right, let's move on to our next snack here. We'll get rid of that last one there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oops, totally hit that mic. Ouch.
I totally didn't mean to let you touch the cookies.
Well,
because I
was about to grab one right now.
No, thanks. You weren't.
Yeah.
All right.
I know Fernando would have just slapped it out of your hand.
Yeah, all right.
You're like, yo, stop that.
It would have been on my right hand. He can't, grab it.
He totally would. All right, so this snack here.
Ooh.
It's again from the U.S.
Again?
These are M&M's. They're crunchy cookies.
What are you guys doing to me, man?
They're crunchy cookie.
Crunchy cookie M&M's.
Cookie M&M's, then.
Okay. Yes.
Or Herminder.
They have peanuts.
Okay.
All I'm thinking about is, can I go back to being a kid again?
No, but you can't have these peanuts.
Yeah.
Remember,
doesn't matter.
You might die.
When before, back in the day, it was okay.
Oh, back in the day. So you can have one M&M? Like one
single
M&M?
I will have like 5, 6 of them.
No, but one of these is much smaller than what we just had on the last night.
No, I'm not having any of that.
Okay, good.
All right. Just saying.
Perfect. Zero
so,
is the
crunchy
best.
Cookie,
talking
yes.
Talking about back in the day.
Crunchy cookie M&M's, background, pale blue, M&M logo in brown. You got the M&M's on the bottom here. One's cracking one open. It's got a cookie in one hand and then cracked open M&M that looks like a cookie in the other.
Yeah, vice versa.
Yep. Straightforward. I mean, typical M&M's package. I give it a 7.5.
So
it's an M&M package, but
it's kind of hard to figure out where's what.
The light blue in the background doesn't do it justice. No. This is a 6.5.
All right.
So I will say something. So they purposely put in the green M&M.
Yep.
And the green M&M is known as the more seductive, you know, M&M out of all of them.
It's a chick.
Yeah, it's a girl, and she's looking all yeah.
Yeah, sexy. Right?
And she wears high heels. You know,
she doesn't in this one though, because you can't see them.
You can't see them, but she's normally this seductive.
Okay, but where are you going with this?
That's what I'm wondering. What the fuck?
The problem is that the rest of the package looks like trash.
Yes, except for that.
So, sir,
that's what you're trying to get at.
All right. Okay. So, what are you reading the package?
That piece looks good. Everything else looks like crap.
I don't even know because I think I would just pass.
Oh, okay. So, is this a zero?
No, it's not even a like. Okay, I'm not saying it's a zero.
He's not even.
What is it? A 4?
Give you a rating.
5.5.
But he's like, forget this.
Just a standard rating.
All I'm going to say is,
just say a 4 if it's that bad.
We need a number.
Whoever came up with this label should consider, anyways,
retiring.
A new job. Yes, we get it. Okay, go ahead.
Leaving his job.
I'm gonna give it a 4.
A 4. All right.
Okay, there we go.
Finally, Harman, what would you rate? What would you rate it?
I'd give it a 6.
6. Okay.
Okay.
We're going to open it up.
Yeah, the light blue doesn't do it justice. It should have been M&M's fucking color. I think it's a dark brown usually.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
Well, they've had like blue. They've had different colors, but the light blue is
the light blue's not doing it.
Okay, I poured myself 3 by accident, but whatever, it is what it is.
By accident, you hear this guy?
Lies.
Hey man, I'm trying to cut.
By accident, it just dropped all in my mouth. Oops. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
More? Yeah, more? Yeah, more. Go for it.
Definitely crunchy.
Go for it. Take it for Herminder.
Oh, whoa, I got the green one.
You got the green one.
I know the green one I'll take.
But oh yeah, look at this green one.
Small. It's a mini green one over here.
No, I got a nice one with an M.
Okay, right. I got the cookie in the middle. Yeah, there's quite a bit of chocolate around there. Not too bad.
Like the last snack, not that impressive.
Yeah, not. It still tastes very much like an M&M. You don't really taste the cookie as much.
It's there.
It's there, but you get more of the... Yeah.
You can taste the cookie. That's for sure.
But you got more chocolate.
You got to eat... Maybe you got to eat a handful.
Yeah,
and then
maybe.
You get that.
Yeah. It's okay. I give it a 7.
It's an M&M 7. Yeah. That's you know an M&M. You can't go lower than that.
I'll agree with a 7 because it still tastes like an M&M.
I got the cookie aftertaste, but I had like the chocolate right off the bat.
And it's still crunchy, you know? It still has some texture.
Yeah. It's not like that. Not terrible. It's all right.
Whatever we had last time.
which one?
That cookie crunch. The cinnamon crunch.
Oh, the cinnamon. The last one.
Yeah, this is actually, at least when you're having this.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
It still has that M&M crunch.
It's the proper.
Okay.
Okay, good.
It's a proper
good
candy.
To know.
It's
sorry, a proper candy. I'm going to go 7.5. All
right. 7.5.
7.5.
Shit.
7.5. Okay. All right. Yeah. Kind of disappointed. I thought they'd be a little bit better, but hey, you win some, you lose some. I mean, seven out of ten
I'm
is still
gonna
pretty.
Win one more right here, Dad.
So I was going
to
say seven.
I need to grab a few.
7 out of 10 is still pretty damn good considering. But anyways.
I need to make sure my rating was good.
Well, you got to try all
my
the colors.
My standards are high. What's that?
You got to try all the colors.
Yeah, because they all taste different. Mm-hmm. For sure.
They do.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Green dye, red dye.
Yeah, this is interesting.
That's crazy.
Are they the same as the color of the sky in your world? Or?
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to make sure. Okay, so our final beer of the evening. This is a double IPA.
Yeah.
Hold on, they make a double IPA?
According to the website, yes. It says double exposure.
Ooh, I like that.
Where's the trench coats at?
And from what I saw, it wasn't the Berkeley Brewery website because they didn't have it currently up there, but my thoughts it was 8.2%.
Film. So. Double exposure film.
Yes, stupid double exposure. So
it's a film.
Yeah, it's the old style film capsule. And,
it's not a capsule.
Well, container, whatever.
It's not the container.
Yeah, because the film's coming out of it right there, buddy.
it's
it's not the container.
Well, whatever it is. This is the film strip.
It's a film holder.
Holder. Okay, fine.
Fernando got it.
So anyways, I'm going to say container. You
put that into the container so the exposure doesn't get ruined
right.
by the light.
Okay. All right. So anyways, so you got
Thank
the
you
film.
For the lesson.
Yeah. You got the film container. It says double exposure in, I guess, the 80s style writing because it's a blue and it's got the pink-ish red. Double exposure in a specific font that it's almost like, you know, like remember Weekend at Bernie's, like those 80s movies?
Yeah, old school.
It's, yeah, it's got that.
Isn't that like Friday the 13th style?
Sure.
No, not really.
No.
It's not like a horror font. It
looks like when they're wearing those starter jackets,
horror.
Those old school starter jackets like that have multiple
colors.
So
like Friday the
13th. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like the tie-dye
horror?
Shirts. The tie-dye shirts. Or something like that, yeah.
What the hell?
You got the yellow Berkeley Brewery logo on the top left there. And and around the back, it's the film strip that's actually coming out of the container or whatever you want to call it this point.
With end cut, everything.
With the end cut, yeah. And yeah, it's double exposure. Pretty cool.
It is fucking really cool.
Looks nice.
It's just really cool.
Yeah, it really wants you to, like it would draw you in to buy it.
Double exposure. Like, I mean, that's just cool because you're bringing back some nostalgic memories. And by putting that film there with the casing that it's on, it's just like, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
If you don't know, too fucking bad.
For those that don't
you're
know.
You're too damn young.
I was going to say, for those that don't know, if you saw the movie Hot Tub Time Machine, when they go back in time and you see everybody wearing all those crazy jackets, yeah. That's the same thing, man.
Yes.
I'll give this an 8 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah, this is a 9.4.
Wow.
Wow.
Damn. Okay.
That's a proper label.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
And it's nice because it goes, what is it, almost a 360?
Yeah, it does. It? Yeah. The film strip kind of goes
all the way around.
Yeah, wow. All the way around.
All the way around, man. It's probably one of the best ones I've seen.
I can't wait to see that in... that round vision you guys have.
Oh, yes.
Yes, our cutaway that's probably already happened because yes. I'll be editing it.
You would have probably showed
yeah.
that.
Round. But anyways, yeah, it's pretty good. So, Fernando, what are you going to rate it?
Honestly, I like it. I like the nostalgic of it.
Yeah.
Some of the young kids might not understand, but...
they have no clue.
Back in the day, before we had phones...
This was the shit.
This shit sold.
Exactly.
This is the shit. You went... Yeah. And you have to get the shit developed.
Yeah.
You have to wait.
Wait.
Not just like 10 minutes.
No,
or something.
An hour at least.
Yeah, you couldn't just upload your damn computer and print it. No, no such thing. You don't even print your damn pictures anymore. That shit, it's printed. Handheld. One
physical
of a kind.
Copy. None
There's not
digital.
Sending shit. No. You got to print that shit, and that shit costs money.
I don't know.
Okay, what are you rating this?
No, nothing.
Exactly.
8.5.
There's no filters.
8.5? Harman.
Yeah. I give it an 8.
An 8. Okay. Let's crack it open because I just really want to drink this.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm waiting for.
I want to peel that sticker off and lay it flat because that looks like a really cool sticker.
It looks so nice.
It looks pretty cool.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, bright yellow, hazy. So very similar to the last... Basically, all the beers we've had, they've been kind of yellowish and hazy. So
yeah,
double.
But this is, yes, this not is a double. Single. And I'm catching whiffs of it right now.
And it smells.
But oh my god, juicy. It smells really good. Yeah, it smells very juicy. Almost like citrus, but kind of like a little bit of lemon and grapefruit. So what I'm getting right off the bat right now. Lemon little wafts of it as I pour it.
All these beers, man, just make your mouth water.
Yeah. No, right?
Here we go. There we go. Here we go.
Oh yeah. Maybe a little pine, but nothing crazy. Yeah, smells like it's going to be juicy.
Yep, you smell the juiciness. You smell that it's going to be a little bit more heavy than the last one.
Yeah, this one's going to be...
this is going to be exciting.
Oh, this one's going to be wicked.
I like this.
All right, cheers, guys.
Dude. Cheers to Massachusetts. Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you again.
Yes.
Fantastic beers.
My favorite state.
Wow.
Okay, this is interesting. It's got like a layer of flavor.
Yeah, it's a stepping process on this one.
Yeah. Starts off like you almost get like a spicy kind of citrusy flavor, and then I almost got like almost like a melon or stone fruit, right? Kind of at the end.
It comes in beautifully and it ends fantastically.
It's not overly boozy.
No, I mean, not at all.
You taste the fact that it's a double.
Yeah, you can taste it stronger, but you can drink.
It doesn't linger there.
No,
you know, it just goes in, goes out. I like it. You taste that fruit, like you said, the stone fruit.
It's nice and smooth.
This is something that
gives you a big bang at the end right there, man.
Yeah, it kind of goes up and down.
Yeah.
And then it goes right back up before it ends.
You want to go one notch higher than some of the other introductory beers? This is the next one up. This is fucking
this is really, really good beer. Really, really good. And having it on tap, I can't imagine how much, like, it just...
Oh, fresh?
Ooh. Oh, my God. It'd just be so much better.
Yeah, if you start with those, with a pale ale...
The way we worked it right now was perfect because this ended
actually right.
I think you're right. Podcast perfectly.
If you start in that exact order,
order,
you will enjoy all these beers.
Yes.
The exact experimental one was perfect to a lead up to this.
Yeah.
Yep. I would recommend though to skip the
snacks.
Cinnamon crunch,
the cinnamon toast crunch cookies. They can go
Harmon lucked out. Harmon is lucking out now. He's gonna be skipping all the crappy fucking snacks that we're gonna have.
A cinnamon toast crunch table, but
no more snacks.
Just keep the beer and those. You know what? The M&Ms weren't terrible.
No, they were M&Ms. Like I mean, it's a brand name.
Yeah, they're not. They didn't blow us away, but they were good.
Because the other ones are Pillsbury cookie dough, obviously. So you got the good cookie dough, but the cinnamon kind of messed it up.
Yeah,
so
it didn't taste. It didn't work. It needed more cinnamon and less sugar. Then it would have been better.
This is the best one, hands down, of tonight.
This beer,
guaranteed. Cheers, boys.
This one's getting a 9 for me. Oh, cheers.
Harminder's already done, obviously. So I'll cheers over here.
Oh, Fernando's done too. Okay.
Oh shit.
All right, let's go, Harmon. Yeah. I say a 9. What do you say?
You're giving it a 9?
Yes, I really enjoyed this one.
Yeah, this is
I enjoyed it so much that I gave it. I'm going to give it a 9.5.
Ooh, look at you. All right. He's getting some seconds. There
Fernando?
We go. Fernando, what are you
it's a solid 9. I actually really like this. Yeah. And I really like this label.
Yeah. The label is sick.
Like, the thought process that went into
it. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah.
Enlarging it, putting the word vertically rather than horizontally, making it that contrast effect, just like a starter jacket back in the day in the
80s, 90s.
And
even this little thing, I mean...
Just the way it's cut out.
It's a die cut.
Beautiful sticker.
You took your time to do it.
No, it's a thought process. Yeah. They take the time to do it, and I mean, someone that appreciates even just simple stuff, this is worth more than, you know, a lot of things out there just because of what they've done. I mean, who the hell's going to make a sticker like that?
No, it's really, really, really cool. Yeah, so Fernando, what are you going to give it?
Oh, I said 9.
9, okay, yeah. So Rob?
9.
I give it a 9.5, like Harmon.
Okay, so 2 9s, 2 9.5s, nice. Yeah, these beers were fantastic. And again, Austin Mello and Glenn Barboza, thank you so much.
Thank you.
These were great. This has been part 2 of our Berkeley beers, and hopefully we'll make a trip down and bring some more back, and we'll do another one because
everybody's going to visit it eventually. Yeah. But it'll just take some time because some people don't have passports.
Yeah, apparently somebody doesn't have a passport.
But it's okay. We love your beer and we won't forget you. That's for sure.
Definitely.
I'm going to do that Leonardo DiCaprio pose.
There you go. But from the memes. But nonetheless, want to thank you guys all for listening again. And if you guys are in the Massachusetts area, you definitely should check out Berkeley Brew if you have not, because they're. all four of these beers have been really, really good. I mean, if you like the pale ales or the IPAs, but I mean, they do have coffee porters, which are good. I think we had one of their coffee porters. They have a Scotch ale,
which was fantastic.
They have a red ale, which is really good too. They have a good selection of beer. Go check them out.
Yes, guys.
So we will catch you on the next episode. Wish you good night, good day, whatever time it is. Happy drinking.
Usual, guys. Stay frosty.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Namaste.